The stack of books on my nightstand, and yours most likely, along with my Read Next list, are daily reminders that there are always many great books I want to read, yet some of them fall through the cracks or get overlooked somehow. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews two novels that caught her eye last fall. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. I'm a big fan of British author Alan Hollinghurst, and his latest, Our Evenings, is a standout. Styled as the fictional memoir of a gay, biracial actor of rare intelligence and elegance, it unfolds over a half decade of tectonic social change in England. David Wynne is the dark-skinned son of a British woman and a man she met while working as a typist in Burma after World War II, raised by his mom on her own in provincial England. Now 70 years old, he opens his story with the death of Mark Hadlow, a mentor whose family offered a scholarship that allowed David to attend an elite prep school in the 1960s. Along with the challenges he faced there due to his race and class, he was often targeted by Hadlow's son, Giles, a bully who has grown up to be a right-wing MP in the era of Brexit and even now is, quote, tearing up our future and our hopes. The first half of the book relies on what Wynne calls his famous memory to unfold the story of his adolescence. One brilliant section is set during a seaside holiday where his head whips back and forth between a good-looking Italian waiter, the men on the beach in the bathing suits, and his mother and her business partner, Mrs. Croft, the funder of this vacation, now revealed to be much more than a friend. The expansive architecture of this book fluidly slips you from one phase of David's life to the next, the ups and downs of his acting career and his love affairs, and then suddenly there's an ending you will likely find yourself reading several times to take in its subtlety, power, and emotion. As the Kirkus reviewer noted, Hollinghurst continues to amaze and delight, hitting the most delicate grace notes and the most portentous chords perfectly. Another little bonbon I found while working on the Feel Good Book Club for Good Housekeeping Magazine is Pony Confidential by Christina Lynch, a lighthearted mystery for animal lovers. Its main character, Penny, is a middle-aged mom who has longed all her life for the pony she had as a girl. What she doesn't realize is that Pony is also obsessed with her. In the course of this high-spirited and often hilarious book, he will cross the country to track her down, escaping pony rides, horse shows, and racetracks. Unfortunately, in the very first chapter of the book, Penny is arrested for a murder that took place 25 years ago and is now in jail, awaiting trial. Who can save her? Only Pony, of course. I got to interview Christina Lynch over Zoom at her ranch in California, and she took me to the paddock to introduce me to Flora, the inspiration for Pony. She told me that people don't realize ponies are not just baby horses. They are a separate breed, and they have a very distinct personality. Ponies are more self-actualized than horses, more independent and less subservient. Yes, they can be cranky curmudgeons, but there's a reason for it. They get passed around a lot. They go from one backyard to another, and they are not always treated well. Lynch has serious hopes for this sweet confection of a book. Perhaps the difficulties faced by Pony and his friends Circe the goat and Kaya the hound dog can inspire readers to have more empathy for our four-legged friends.
The books are Our Evenings by Alan Hollinghurst and Pony Confidential by Christina Lynch. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.